The Australian Human Rights Commission's report found queer students experienced higher rates of sexual harassment in a university setting in 2016 compared to other students, and more bisexual students were sexually assaulted than other students in 2015 or 2016. Australian Queer Students Network co-convener Theodore Murray says the report's recommendations for action don't take into account the specific experiences of queer university students.
In terms of the findings of the report and the aims that have been built out of it, there's a lack of resources and recommendations that are being devoted to the impact that sexual assault on campus is having on the queer community.
Andrea Duval is one of the queer officers at Monash University, and she says while queer student stories can be heard in the submissions to the report, they haven't translated into specific recommendations.
Another thing in the report submission, like I'm quoting here, I didn't report the incident because I wasn't ready to come out to anyone. And that's actually a huge issue. So that's something that's like queer specific, and it's very hard to sort of find specific recommendations in the report.
The Australian Queer Students Network is pushing for universities to up their game. Theodore Murray again.
Universities Australia need to address the unique factors that impact queer survivors. So, for instance, limited access to queer-specific resources for sexual assault victims, minimisation of their assault due to the corrective sexual assault mentality, the distrust the queer community has towards police and legal services impacts on the way that they can seek help.
The Australian Queer Students Network has published its own recommendations for universities to improve the prevention and reporting of sexual harassment and assault, starting with actively including queer students and leaders in the development of strategies. Andrea Duval says there's been more encouraging dialogue between Monash University and the queer department, but only after the report was published.
We have some people from the university who are going to reach out to us, and we're going to have meetings with them about how to potentially improve the services. But a lot of it is, I guess, there was no consultation prior to that. I don't think they really thought how it directly affects the queer community more.
Professor Belinda Tynan, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Education at RMIT, says that the initiatives launched prior to the report being published were designed in consultation with queer representatives.
Part of our response prior to actually the survey being released was conversations with the president of the student union and working with the queer officer in particular. And as we move forward, the queer officer, I believe, has also agreed to be part of our working party as we sort of develop, you know, the appropriate responses for the campus.
As a landmark report becomes yesterday's news, queer representatives are hoping to avoid a return to business as normal at universities across Australia.
We're really tired with being ignored, with being erased, and we'd really like things to change.
That was Theodore Murray from the Australian Queer Students Network. If this story has raised concerns for you, call the National University Support Line for help on 1800 572 224. I'm Isadora Bogle, reporting for the City Journal.